VHSs.
You were just becoming popular.
I've never...
Dude, I remember fucking laser discs, like when you get like the player that would play both sides without having to change the disc, you know, like that. And like a freaking movie was like on four giant, you know, discs.
Thought that was a future back then, right?
It was, right? Yeah. When one of my roommates had like the Aliens movie, right? The 86 one.
Game Over Man. I remember I had Braveheart.
Of course,
but yeah, it had extra footage, and that was like the only way to get extra footage.
I was gonna ask him to yell freedom.
Oh boy,
freedom! It's almost sounding like some Wookiee noises there.
See, I think of Mel Gibson. Now I think of the sequel to Daddy's Home. So you know, a lot's changed in 20 years.
Yep.
Those lasers. I think of Mel Gibson. And I think of embarrassing DUIs.
Now the mighty have fallen.
Mr. Joshua.
Side note, did anybody ever see one of his craziest movies? It was called The Beaver.
No.
It's about this dude who's like a toy executive, right? And he's like famous for this beaver puppet. And it's kind of a dramedy almost, but it's more of a drama. And like the beaver puppet ends up taking over like a lot of his personality, and it ends with him like wrestling the beaver puppet. And like he gets in a full on insane fist fight with himself. And this was like before Mel Gibson like had his like, you know, fall from grace. But like the end of the movie is so crazy, and he ends up like taking a circular saw to his own hand to get the beaver puppet off. It's like it's a Jodie Foster directed movie.
Didn't they steal that from like Army of Darkness, right? That whole
almost, but it's like
cut off your hand, like
serious movie where he's coming to grips with this fucking beaver puppet, and then like you could pull it off and throw the beaver in a fire or something, but he's just nope, circular saw.
No shit.
Yeah, that
when you said the beaver, I thought it was gonna be like a porn or something.
You know, funny enough, we got Rob Milton in the chat. He's like the wrestling beaver. Is it rated X?
Zombievers.
Zombievers.
Well, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Breaking the Mold. This is the newest podcast coming at you each and every single week on the
Realm
of Collectors YouTube channel. If audio is your preferred platform, we got you covered. We're on iTunes and Google Play. Please remember to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. If you're joining us here on YouTube, Jordan, what can they do that like
button? They can kill Basta Slam that like button.
That's right. That's right. And subscribe to the channel if you haven't done that so too. Already.
What
and,
about the less endowed fellows? Huh? And, what about all of us?
What are those things called? A little smoky?
Well, if you're less endowed, what you can do is you can mushroom stamp that like button.
There we go.
And you can diddle that notification bell.
Dom, you taking notes?
Oh, out early.
Hop into the live chat below as well, guys. We're gonna shout everybody in the chat out towards
everybody.
The podcast. I'm Hurricane BX. What's up? What's up? We're gonna say what's up to the rest of the crew. First up, my Boricua brother, Energon Addict. How are you tonight, Pop?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking, bud. It's funny you say that. I had to call out Paul earlier. He was saying that I was in more of your pictures than wifey was.
I was like,
man, don't be hating on the Boricua bond, bro. Come on. Paul, get your ass out here again, man. I can't wait to see you.
Word.
But I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Chicago. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Any hauls you want to share?
Oh, sure.
sure.
Shit.
Oh.
Don't get crazy.
Nah, I'm just kidding. I that fans project, Chimera, the girl bot that turns into a raptor, basically.
Boobysaurus.
Boobysaurus. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had picked up the Chara a few weeks back from Hanny, but he had ran out of these, so I picked up this with that eBay coupon. Last week. Aside from that, what else did I get? I also used another eBay coupon and got the Sphero R2-D2. The remote one.
I didn't even think about that.
I haven't opened it yet, but what I plan on doing, if it scales, which I'm probably going to open it later today to find out, to see if it scales with my my Hot Toy stuff, or it kind of looks okay. Like, if it doesn't scale perfectly, that's fine. Because, you know, from what I'm hearing, the Hot Toys one is just okay. So if I can get this one and it makes all these noises and does all this shit, and I can
it's really shiny, though. It's
not, yeah, like, but that's why you got JD.
Oh.
To do some fucking some of his wear and tear on the fucking R2-D2, and it'll look great.
Honestly, a little shoe polish should go a long way on that thing. Yeah. Like, you know, to do, like, the wash and get some brown and some black, you'd be, like, an easy fix.
Right. So, I mean, we'll see. We'll see how that pans out. If worst case scenario, if I don't... I got it for $60, so it wasn't, like...
Holy shit! On it.
Yeah. I got it used. Somebody said that there was nothing wrong with it, basically. He said it's working fine. The box has a little ding, and he had it for, I don't know, 70 and change. And with the coupon and with my eBay bucks, I paid like $61 for it.
So that's what's up.
Happy. Yeah. Not bad. That's about it, I think. I can't remember anything else I might have bought.
All right. Nice. All right. Big Dom, how are you, brother?
How you doing, guys? Just getting over a cold. I was pretty much bedridden the whole weekend and yesterday. So
yeah, you look like shit.
Damn, buddy.
Thank you.
That sucks.
Yeah, that shit's been going around and it's been nasty.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm trying to, like, at least drink some foods just so loosen stuff up.
Oh, my poor Dom. Did you get anything this week?
I did. I got my Prime One Studios.
Syphilis?
Yeah, syphilis.
That's what killed Capone.
Dude, rain on my fucking parade, dude. Fuck that. I got shit to that this week. Fuck you guys.
Damn. What'd you get, Dom? Come on, go ahead.
Nothing. I got a cold. That's all I got.
Oh, fuck Man. You. You got a bad attitude, too.
No, all right. I got my Prime One Studios Optimus Primal, and the statue looks beautiful. I took pictures. I showed you guys. So,
yeah, I was impressed.
Yeah, it's the detail that they put into it is just amazing.
Are you gonna get the Megatron?
Yeah, I've been paying for that.
Nice
installment plans as Sideshow is so great for.
Yeah, I was just looking at, you know, when you were showing off those pictures, I was like, man, there's no way you can have one and not the other, you know?
Oh no, that. But when I saw this, when I knew I was going to get it, and like I hesitated a little bit, mm-hmm. and when they showed the Megatron, that's when I bit on the exclusive that they had for the Optimus. I was like, I think I bought it just before it sold out. The exclusive filled out, and the exclusive only comes with it. A separate head. It comes with a shield mask. That's all it is.
Yeah.
And then I think Megatron's the same thing. Comes with an extra head. I think it gives
probably his mouth. Bat.
Yeah. No, it's just open, more opened. But other than that, it's a great piece. I put it together. Now I have to get it back into the box because I want to keep it in the box until I set up my room, which I'm hopefully going to do this year. I know I said I was going to do last year, but it's just things just kind of got busy and hectic. And so if I can clear out the room, I plan on clearing out the room this spring when the weather gets a little bit warm.
A little spring cleaning?
Yeah, a little spring cleaning. And then we're just going to buy some detolfs and set up the room. And I was definitely going to have that statue in that room no matter what. I have a couple other statues that I want to get in there. So I got some old hard hero statues that I bought in the past. So... And then I got a couple gentle giant statues that I had in the past. So,
looking forward to seeing that.
I never bid on those Prime Studio, like the G1 ones. I think they're too. I don't know. It just, when I saw this, I felt it was more the vision that I would think. Like, you know, I know it's nothing like the show, but it just looked a little bit more like the show than like when I look at G1, I look more. I try to. You know, I look at more of a cartoon's perspective, where in Beast Wars, I always thought I would be more of a, you know, the actual realistic gorilla and all that stuff. So
yeah, I like saw, that hair detail. It's just
yeah. Awesome. So like, so when I saw that, I was like, I thought I really, you know, I wanted that more than the G1 stuff that they've been putting out. So I have a Hard Hero G1 Optimus Prime that more of a cartoon style Prime, that's what I like.
So. Right on.
Nice, that's it. That's all I got. That's gonna take me for several weeks and several months. So,
yeah, that thing was impressive.
I got installment plans from Sideshow for other that from the Megatron statue and some Hot Toys stuff. So, that's I can't say what I pay every month. So,
is the wife listening?
Somebody's standing right there, huh? it's all good.
That's cool though, Dom. It sounds like, I mean, that's something kind of different. You know what I mean? That's exciting to hear.
It's built up, you know? Yeah, you know? It's like a pace thing, because this was delayed 4 months. Like, it was supposed to come out, I think it was supposed to come out like November last year or so. And I kept getting delayed, like emails from Sideshow. Oh, it's going to come in December. Oh, it's going to come in January. Oh, it's going to come in February. So, and then it just, you guys spoke about the delivery story that happened with this figure. So, this statue. Yeah, right. So, sure. It took forever to get to me. Jumped through hoops and rescheduled delivery and try to. Oh, and off topic, but I liked his talk. I redirected it to another UPS store. So I went that Thursday to go pick it up, right? After work, I went to go pick it up. The UPS guy, the guy at the counter, was going to charge me $5 just to pick up my package.
Bullshit. He's just trying to get coffee money.
That's what I said. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, $5. I'm like, I'm not going to give you $5.
That's bullshit.
He's like, I'm like, aren't you a UPS store? He's like, yeah. I'm like, why would you charge me $5 just to pick it up at your store? He's like, oh, it's a convenience. I'm like, fuck you, it's a convenience.
Actually, it's not a convenience. You should deliver it to my house it was paid for. Like,
I'm like, ridiculous. I already paid enough money to ship this thing. I ain't giving me another $500. So I just told him, he's like, fine. And I walked out with the package. I signed the piece of paper and called it a day.
Funny thing is, if that works 50% of the time for him, you know,
he pulls in an extra. Show me a sheet. And he had $5 next to, like, there was like at least 30 people's names on the sheet. And he had $5 next to everybody's name. And I'm like, and I looked at the sheet. I'm like, you got $5 out of all these people? It's like, and he's like, yeah.
How do you get in on that racket?
And I'm like, I'm like, what scam are you running?
Right.
And he's like, oh, this is no scam. I'm like, yeah, it's a scam.
Your company,
ToyCon, Dom's going to have his sheet. And it's going to have fucking $5.
Oh, you bought that figure? Oh, it's $5 distribution fee. Please. Or I charge $2 for the bag.
Yeah, it was UPS supposed to be delivering the package, and then it was the UPS store you were picking it up from. Yeah, so they're not supposed to charge you. It's an official store. Not a third-party store.
I don't know. This is the first time I ever got anything from Sideshow. So I guess due to the value of the item, it required a signature. It not just required a signature. You must have been present at site. So, and I don't know whether you can change that prior to shipping out the item. I didn't really, I really didn't look at the details. But what happened was that when I got the slip, I usually sign it at the back and I put it at the back. But the guy then crossed out the back and he said, no, you have to be here. So I took Gary's suggestion and just said, you know what, I'll just resend it to a local UPS store right by me. And that's what I did. And that Thursday I went to pick it up and he's like, $5. I'm like, what?
That's ridiculous.
That's insane. Yeah, that's fucked up. So,
sorry to go off on a tangent, but
It's fine.
I thought it was a funny story.
All right. Extra Zero, how are you, man?
I am doing fucking fantastic. TGIT, man. Glad to see you guys. We're missing the Brinkalizer, but it's good to have everybody back strong. I've had a really good week so far. Got a lot of cool stuff. Had a great weekend. I went to, I don't know if anybody follows me. I know you all follow me on Instagram. I'm going to open up my Instagram because it's time. I'm doing a lot more art. I want to share my art. Just kind of, open everything up. But I went to a Star Wars themed 30-something prom for the girlfriend's friend's birthday. I said that really funny. So the girlfriend has a friend, and we went for her birthday, and she was doing a Star Wars themed prom. It was a shit ton of fun. We were dorky. We had photo booths. Everybody had like kind of like Star Wars themed attire on. I had like a Rebel Alliance tie and a pin, and some people went harder than others. But it was a lot of fun. Got a lot of cool shit during the week. I got my probably the coolest thing I got was the Soul Chogokin. Ooh, piece fell off. Big O. If anybody's familiar with that series, and it's a really really cool piece. It's an older SOC piece, so it's interesting to see how much their engineering has evolved. I also got the I think I showed it off last week. I can't remember the Gypsy Danger. So I messed with that all weekend. I got the I finally got my Fans Toys Alan after fucking forever. I was supposed to have that in November, and my guy oversold, and then he got his March shipment in and forgot about me. So, you know, I had words with Will about that, but we're all good. And I got the, Pacific Rim Uprising, Raijin Kaiju, the, wow. Bandai, Sofi. It's only got 4 points of articulation, but it's painted really well and it scales really well with the Jaegers.
Nice.
So I was very disappointed in the articulation, but. Whatever. It is what it is.
You got it too, JD?
Yeah, I have it. I bought it. Yeah,
you bought it?
Oh, 2 weeks ago.
Actually, same thing with NECA's. Their articulation sucked too on the monsters.
Like the old Bandai Godzilla pieces where it's vinyl. I mean, it feels durable. The paint is really good, but
it's really nice looking though.
Yeah. I mean, if you put it in a dio in the background, it's gonna look awesome. I got a couple more things. I don't want to take up too much time.
Well, Jordan, real quick, the arms move and shit on that thing?
Yeah, arms move, legs move.
Can you use it as an ass scratcher?
I mean, you guys are complaining about... Exactly.
Just want to know.
If I had anything else, I wish the head was on a swivel, I wish it had a waist cut, and I wish it had a cut for the tail.
I got an itch right here. Right.
The tail and the head, I could see.
Just a little bit more articulation, bro.
Yeah, just a little bit more. But it's painted really nice, and like you throw this in a dio. Thinking about getting like one of the those Bandai cityscapes, and just I saw Uprising on Thursday, and I loved the first movie. I loved Uprising. It was just, you know, it wasn't as good as the first movie, but it was it felt like an 80s sequel, and it did one thing that the first movie didn't do. And the first movie made me love Gypsy Danger and want Gypsy Danger stuff, but the other mechs, I was like, eh. Like that one Chinese mech, Crimson Typhoon.
The Crimson Typhoon.
Yeah, I wanted that, but nobody ever made a good one, like with the three arms. But I'm loving all these Bandai Jaegers, and after seeing the movie, I want more. I want November Bravo. I want some of the drones. And I won't spoil why I want the drones. I want two versions of the drones, and I want the version B of Guardian Bravo. Just a really fun time in the movies. It's a check your brain at the door sort of thing, but it's a good, really good giant robot movie. And I do agree with some folks like TJ Duck Kuma style. He said, you know, it deserved to be smarter, and I agree with him. But it was a lot of fun, and I loved seeing the Jaegers. I loved the action in the movie, and yep. I really want to see it again.
Yeah.
Did they show the original Jaegers in the movie? Did they do flashbacks or anything?
There were like some slight flashbacks, and like Idris Elba is in some new footage.
I'll be wondering if Bandai does the older version.
I would love it if they did those in the scale with the articulation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'd buy all of them, and I totally would army build the drones if they come out with them. Like I really loved like all the mech designs in the movie, and it's definitely if they can do it, they should sell the toys. It's one of those pieces of entertainment that just you walk away like, man, I want a toy of this, I want a toy of that. It's not like the Transformers movies where, you know, you're walking away and you're like, I can't even remember what the fuck that thing looked like, you know.
because I collected the first one, the NECA stuff, and there were some repaints, but like there was a lot of versions that they put out of, like, even if they had like a little screenshot in the movie,
yeah,
they made that toy. It was a lot of good ones that they can put out in that new style that they're doing.
What was the Australian one? I think it was something Phoenix,
like the Striker.
Striker Phoenix or something. It was the one that the Australian father and son.
Yeah, the son had with the bulldog.
Yeah, yeah. I always wanted that one, but I could never find it. And I
good night, Mike. Good night, Mike.
Always passed on it. One thing I got that I thought I wasn't going to get is the Toys R Us exclusive Thundercracker from the Studio Series, which was apparently street dated, and they were like, I walked into Toys R Us, they had a couple of them. Actually, they had like four of them on the shelf. I picked up two. Going to give talking to Deluxe now because I know he likes these things and seeing if he wants it.
It's a good mold.
It's a really good mold, and the paint on this is stellar. This is the best paint to come off of a Hasbro figure in a really long time. They fixed the mold. They fixed the wings. Like with Nitro, when you transform them, the wings would fall apart because they didn't pin them. On this guy, there's pins in the wings. And the tolerances are just really, really good. The head doesn't fall off. You can take it off still, but it's on there really well. And I ran into buddy Kevin Womack from the DMV Action Figure Society, also a Realm member. We chatted it up. We talked about art and drawing. It was really cool to connect with him. I was walking out, and he goes, "Man, what are you doing in this shithole Toys R Us?" I was like, I live here. And he's like, "Oh, yeah, you do." And he goes, "Man, this Toys R Us sucks. And I'm only coming here because I got Thundercracker." I was like, yeah, it does suck. But it was like a bittersweet moment because, you know, despite everything I said last week, you know, it's like going back into Toys R Us because I heard they had this guy. And I was like, yeah, I do want him because it's like, you know, a now or never thing. Man, was that bittersweet. It's like it really set in that this place is going to be gone forever. And I know it was like, you know, we've talked about the whys. But it's sad. It's sad that there's people who are losing their jobs, and it sucks that we don't really have a toy store that's aimed at all ages, you know. And we're losing that, and it's really set in for me. But to end on a positive note, I did go to Best Buy today. Best Buy is starting to carry more toys, and they had this Nendoroid Kirby I've had my eye on, and he was $32, and he is badass. He comes with a bunch of faces. He's magnetic. So that's how his limbs move. And I love it because he comes with accessories to turn him into Link. And if anybody knows me, they know I love The Legend of Zelda. And, I also have another for my birthday. I got a belated birthday gift from my cousin. He got me the Twilight Princess Link, which is around here somewhere. So, please excuse my JD level list this week. I had a good fucking week.
Hey, nice. Hey, Jordan, just got to say, like, you shared a lot of stuff with us. And, you know, I'm not the most tech savvy guy, but through the magic of social media links and stuff, I saw that you attended a prom. I'm so glad to hear that was a 30s prom themed birthday party. Yeah. I am so happy for you. I was
worried about him for you.
I was.
What are we dealing with? Fucking. He hangs out outside the junior high schools and high schools, hopes to get a fucking date.
Did I do my Pee Wee Herman laugh?
No, I figured there was some type of theme, you know, to get together. But hearing you validate it made me kind of okay. I felt better for you. That's good.
Yeah, look out. Next time you see me, you're like, take a seat.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we got G Money. What's going on, man?
Good evening, everyone. Hello. Hello. I killed it, right? I gotta take a drink.
Hit that life alert bracelet. Kill that. Right. Slam it.
So, you know, I think just about every one of us here is in some type of toy group, right? There's a few. We don't have to name drop them, but you know, you're in Facebook, you get put into this group for following hot toys or this group for figure arts, right? So my wife is aware of these groups. Dave knows where I'm going with this. Oh, wow. And this is when sharing things can backfire on you. And I've said this on the show many times that my wife is super supportive. She likes seeing me happy. Her main thing is just don't make me learn about this stuff. Enjoy your friends, enjoy your podcasting, enjoy the all your messaging and all your texting, but just don't make me learn about it.
Pop quiz.
Well, what did you say, Dom?
Like pop quiz.
Yeah. No, so she has included me in a purse group.
Uh-oh.
So that she can start dropping hints for, you know, future birthday gifts. And it threw me for a bit of a loop because, again, you know, she put me in the group. I got accepted. Okay, I realized what happened. My feed blew up with, like, all these posts, you know, of purses and bags. And she was tagging me in some of them to show me. So, I texted Dave at work yesterday. I started getting these PM messages from like some really attractive women like out of the blue that are trying to sell me their shit. It's just kind of interesting. I was like, oh Christ. So I said, well, you know, you put me in this group, I'm getting like all this stuff. She's like, well, I just want you to be aware so you can see and do what you want and that way, but you'll know which things I like and which styles and this and that.
So wait, like, Gary, are you telling that we're in the wrong group?
Yeah, well, that's one thing, number one, right? I was like, okay. But number two, then it all backfired.
Money in the purse group?
Yeah, because the, you know, what I heard was how many toys she's bought me over the years and how many stores she's had to learn to go look at and how many times she's had to write down this company and this name.
That's
and
support and a her hobby.
Exactly. I'm like, oh, for crying out loud. It's all been a big plot, I think. So no, it's been a good week too. I had some family in town over the weekend. It was like the perfect visit. God bless my parents. You know, they're not together, so when they visit, it's usually individually. But my dad drove in from Ohio. I felt bad. The weather was still kind of cold. It wasn't quite as warm as I thought it would be for him to get a break. Real quick story for him is he's got his own collecting. I guess it's in the family blood. He is into trains. So he'll talk about trains to no end. And I'll just kind of be like, okay, all right, cool. You know, try and find a train shop or a hobby shop for us to stop in and take a look at. But we'll be in the car, you know, and he'll think he's being funny. He'll be like, son, I want to buy you a toy. Let's find something. Isn't there anything I can buy you? And, you know, I'm like, Dad, you know, there's really nothing around anymore. Things have changed a lot in the collecting. But he happened to see the Hulkbuster, right, in my display room. He's like, wow, that thing's pretty cool. And I was like, well, you want to look at it? He's like, no, don't move it. Don't touch it. Just leave it. I don't want you to mess it up. But he asked about, you know, he's like, well, that looks pretty expensive. And I'm like, yeah, it was a bit spendy, but, you know, here's where it fits, this 1/6 scale. But then he asked me, and so I told him, so yeah, it runs about, you know, this amount. He's like, oh, well, good luck. You're on your own. So,
when he reimbursed me dad for that?
Yeah. So I guess, you know, when he says he wants to buy me a toy, you know, collectible, he's thinking back when Star Wars figures were $5, you know.
Anyway. A little fun story about that. I remember when I was a kid, when I was younger, as a teenager, my sister busted my copy of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2, and I remember my stepdad flipping a fucking fit when he found out the game was $40.
Right? It's funny. But no, so it's been a good week. Back to work and stuff. I had a couple days off. Jordan, I'm going to blame you because I got my Soul of Chogokin. Which one was it? The Mazinkaiser? Mazinkaiser. I haven't had a chance to open it. It just came today in the mail, so it's sitting here. So I'm excited to try something new, kind of like your statue, Dom. And I think we might talk about that a little bit later, but, it's just something different I wanted to try with, things being quiet and some of the other collecting fronts and hearing a lot of good things. And, so I'm excited to get it cracked open and look at it in just a little bit.
Some cool stuff, man.
Nice.
Yeah. So, cool.
All right. Back with us this week after being absent last week. Everybody's favorite pigment surgeon, the original meatbag. JD, how are you, bro?
The wall of glass.
What's up,
meatbag? Fucking meatbag. How are we all fucking doing?
What's up, JD?
Hi.
Hi. Hey there.
Hey.
We missed you, big guy.
I miss you too.
Yeah. I miss you too.
Is my drawing of you any more acceptable now?
I still look like a no. No, it's good. It's fine. It's the beard. The beard just makes me look like half a cow.
So how you feeling, man? How you doing?
I'm feeling wonderful. As you can see, I got rid of everything.
I see.
That's crazy. Done. That's crazy. Done.
Fuck this hobby.
He's going to sneakers now.
Yeah, this is JD's last show, too.
Yep, my last show. I'm shaving all my hair off.
There you go.
Every last bit of it.
Even the beard?
All of it.
Yeah. So. I just imagine, like, what's the dude from The Shield? He also played the Thing.
Michael Chiklis.
Yeah, I'm just imagining like Michael Chiklis but with tattoos.
The commish.
Yeah, the commish.
The commish. Wasn't he in Gotham too?
Yeah.
No. JD.
But yeah. Hey.
Did you pick anything up?
Did I pick anything up? I picked my balls up off the ground. I dropped them.
Shit. Is that what happens at the 40? Your balls just drop below your
Hey, you drop. It's all settled down. It's all settled down.
I dropped my meat bag.
Anyway, yeah. So yeah,
Gary
just
calls
kidding.
It a coin purse in his group.
Right, exactly.
Coin purse. I picked a couple things up. I got a couple Black Series figures that I like, troops. I got a couple Powder Primes.
Oh yeah,
even though I said I was out, my Dinobots, I gotta have them. And then I got the Battle Slash pair. Got a couple more Detoffs. Couple Bestas.
Yeah, you're in my neck of the woods, man.
Yeah.
I wish you would have gone to Chaps.
What's Chaps like?
It's
Chaps.
Chaps. Yeah. It's a pit beef place off of Dude, it was on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. You know, regardless of what you think about Guy Fieri, right? But like, I trust the places that have been on that show. But what's funny about it is it's a pit beef place, and it's fucking ridiculous. They've got like 40 things on the menu, but it's not part of a strip club, but it's in the parking lot of a strip club. And then across the street is a fucking porno movie place, not a theater, but like where you go and buy adult videos. And
dude,
like,
JD, it's a good thing you're in IT because you suck at sales. You're not selling us on this place.
All right. But what was fucking funny was like on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, like the whole thing is like, it looks like there's like Vaseline everywhere because they can't show the background out the windows.
Dude, he sold me. I don't know what you're talking about, Gary. I think you should have your next fucking meetup at fucking chat.
Oh, I should do it at chat.
You know, and then do like a tour of the porn store and then go into the gentleman's club.
Like we set up all the toys in the porn in the gentleman's club. And
shit, I think I'm gonna make a weekend out of that. Come on, let's go. Dom, you ready? What's up? Jose, I'm picking you up.
Dave. Yes.
Let's go. It's the toys. It's the one meetup that I have. No,
we can go to McDonald's, Dave, if you like.
Oh, my God.
Dom, you dropped your coin purse. Shut up.
Nope.
I've never seen him so pink. Look how pink he is right now.
Blushed.
I guess to finish up. Yeah, I hit up that Toys R Us that fucking beat ass old Toys R Us in Baltimore, and they actually had the rest of the Uprising figures that I needed. Oh, wow. I needed Athena and the Obsidian.
Nice.
So I got
10% off.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good swan song for you know.
Yeah.
Because everything's gonna be gone by 30% off.
Dude, that place was fucking ransacked.
Yep. Mine was
people everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
You know, that's the one comment I've heard is that if they had this sort of business the whole time, you know, they wouldn't be in this predicament.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. That's like so near Glen Burnie there was a furniture store that used that tactic. I used to make fun of it because it was literally the name of the store was going out of business forever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got a lot of those things out here too. Sometimes they go out of business, they change the name, it's
and
the
they
same
come
fucking
right
people in. Working in there, and it's the same fucking shitty furniture or whatever is in the fucking building.
Dude, just the power of the word of clearance, man. Just
put the word clearance.
It's also good for tax. Sale. It's also good for tax purposes and evading the Better Business Bureau.
Dominomics.
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 101.
Always looking for a good deal.
Jose, how about you, man? How was your week?
Oh, I had a good one too. Just a bunch of shit that just happened to arrive at the same time. So let me see. I got the latest album from Nathan Haskell in hard copy of Cabbages and Kings. Pretty dope. Got to rip that so I could get the three extra tracks and put them on my phone. And what else? Got a couple of boxes. I got a package that had the Sly Strike from Warbitron. There was a sale going on at TF Source. It was only $30. So I was like, why not? That figure has like a lot of personality. But I opened it up and then I'm like, eh, I don't need this. So that might be table
fodder. That's the swindle. Yeah. That's the swindle.
It's the swindle. Yeah, it's real. It's really nice, man. Like I figured like, yeah, I had the Warbitron. I sold it, you know, but for that character, I'm like, yeah, for $30, why not? But yeah. Then I'm just like, eh, like I just didn't feel it once I got it in hand. So yeah, I might sell that once the next NJCC.
Hit up Russ the Musk first because he's a big Swindle fan. He might, if he don't have it already.
I think he's got him.
I think he grabbed it before, yeah.
Yeah, I think he does too, but.
All right. And I had gotten the Legends of the Wave 2 Powder Primes. The other one, I just picked up the box from the post office today. I got the Wave 2 of the Deluxes. Got, you know, they tried to deliver yesterday. I wasn't home. What else? Oh, and I got the 850 package for the Unrustable Bastards.
Oh, by the way, I got the 850 package. Like, that's nothing.
And that was, yeah, nice big box. Very, very enjoyable figures.
That Otano is dope.
Is nice, it the red man. One? The red one is the Otano? Yep.
That's what I want.
Is that the hard one to get? Is that the hard one to get?
Yeah, they only, in that package, they only give you one of them. You could only get them online, I think, for the rest of the month that they're offering him.
Yo, shotgun if that's on your table in a JCC.
No, This ain't getting sold. I gotta get on that. You could get it like as a part of a triple threat package that they got, but supposedly they're going to be selling them at conventions. It's going to be like a convention only exclusive. Yeah. It's not going to be available online unless, you know, the people scalping on eBay and stuff like that. So, you know, so I'm sure they'll have these on sale at TFCon most likely this year. So if, you know, you're interested, you could probably pick it up then.
What's the quality on the stickers?
They feel good, man. They form to the figure. Like there's even some because like some of them you have to bend them because of like the curvature of the vehicle. But it's fine. Like not a problem.
You had to put those stickers on, Jose?
Yeah. You have to put them on.
I'm out.
They would be able to like customize it because some people they don't want it to look like the bike from Akira. They just want a red bike.
Look at these sausages. These sausages don't put fucking stickers.
Oh, tweezers.
Yeah,
I know you got tweezers somewhere. Now.
Yeah, man.
Dom, you just every time he jerks off or takes a piss, he pulls them out.
He
looked like the giant from Neverending Story just now.
Look at these hands.
Strong hands.
Yeah, Dom, initially I felt the same way. Like I was apprehensive about that, about having to put on the stickers myself. Like I'm not a fan of that, but it was a fun experience. And like once I started, like I was like, I have to do it. I have to finish this thing. And I was up to like 1:30 in the morning. Lost some sleep that night. But it was worth it. Really dope figure. They're very nice. My only concern with them is that there's no ratchets anywhere. It's all friction joints. So I feel like maybe that could fail over time.
I floor polish the feet.
You know, but everything is tight, solid. Like they don't feel like they're gonna wear out like anytime soon. And just the playability, you know, the little biker and becoming the chest, it's all solid, it's all super solid. Digging the designs. And I'm debating whether I should open up the other ones because I got 10 bikes and also, but 7 of them are the same.
Yeah.
It's supposed to represent all the characters. So I think I want to keep them. Like, honestly, I was thinking about maybe selling some of them, but I like them a lot. Like so far, you know, the 4 that I opened up and I think I'm going to keep them all.
So when you say it comes with 7 of the same, right? It's 7 of the
orange and black.
Orange and black. How'd you get the white ones?
the White Wednesday gave me 7 of the orange and black, 2 with a white, and then the 1 red, the 1 with Tomo. So you got 10 in all.
You got 10 figures for is it $850?
Yeah.
That's not bad, man.
Well, they charge 50 for shipping, so you
still
know,
not bad. Yeah. Still not bad.
90 a piece, basically.
Those go for like 100 something a piece.
120.
Like, yeah, exactly.
They retail for. So yeah, I feel like I made out. And then they gave me an extra prospect, and they gave what else? Oh, the extra heads, so you could switch them out on the other characters. So every character looks different. So nice. Pretty cool. Pretty dope set, man. Pretty dope set. It's a lot to drop at once, but I felt like that was the best value overall. And if I sell,
the resale's there.
Yeah, if I sell them, you know what I'm saying, I'm sure I can make my money back. So,
yeah. Yeah. You could drop them for like $130 a piece shipped. And
that's like an instant collection right there.
Yeah. So I think that was it for me. The Powder Prime stuff. Yeah, that's it. It's like just a lot of shit coming in like a short span of time, but that's probably going to be it for me for a while. There's really not a ton of things out there that I'm looking for. Nothing on the pre-orders. I'm getting out of the fig arts and all that other stuff. So
I know,
so that's it. That's it for me. Just waiting for some interesting news to drop. What do you guys think about that as far as like Transformers and stuff? Not really, seeing much out there.
So here's my hot take on it, right? I think that we've had so many reveals in the past 2 years and stuff that just still has yet to really hit the market. Of course, with X-Transbots, KFC, we still got their Hubcap and their Cliff Jumper. We've got MMC's Cliff Jumper Springer. We've got all the fans' toys reveals. We've got MMC stuff, for reformatted. I mean, we've got their, their Warpath and Tank War coming out still. We've got their Drift. And man, that Drift looks awesome. Like, if anybody saw that Planet Steel Express version with the cape and everything, on top of that, we've also got more of the cross dimension stuff. We've got the Galvatron coming out. They tease some of the Transformers Galaxy stuff. They Make Toys has a Prime coming out this year, more Seekers, that Megatron, man. I think I'm okay with it slowing down because there's so much catch up that has to occur. Fans Toys is showing off their six shot. They showed off a silhouette of Devastator a while back. They haven't even delivered their first aerial bot. Zeta's got to finish up their combiners. I'm not pressed because I know there's a lot of stuff coming out, and I'm just ready for it to come out. I don't necessarily need the reveals. I just want the news on when it's going to drop. And I'm also a fan of the movie stuff that's coming out. I know Unique Toys revealed they're completely redoing that Hot Rod in response to that. What was that other company with the Hot Flame or, there's good stuff coming out. We got Perfect Effect Dragon Megatron coming out. I'm really cool with this kind of slowed down pace. I'm looking at it in a positive light. I don't think the well's drying up because, you still have stuff that Make Toys is doing. They're going to do more Seekers with more articulation. Takara is probably going to have a response to that, and they're getting ready to tease their Megatron. I'm sorry, their new Optimus mold. There's a lot of stuff in the pike, and I'm just kind of sitting back and drinking up what we do have coming and remembering that there is still stuff coming. I don't need the constant reveals and the backlogs and sitting aside money for hypothetical stuff.
See, that's interesting, man, because you just did rattle off quite a list, and I honestly didn't even remember like half of that stuff. And I think like that's the issue with me. Like, I never liked like when they would reveal things so far in advance, and like you said, some stuff that's been shown a year ago, year and a half ago, we're still waiting for. The thing is, we don't seem to be getting like a lot of reveals now, but when we get them, the figure seems to come out pretty quickly afterwards. And I'm digging that trend. I like that because then I don't feel like I'm waiting a year.
Oh, absolutely. And it's like an arms race too. Like when this stuff happens, like, you got to think back all the way to when Fans Toys first revealed their Soundwave official came out. Like, look it up. Fans Toys 02 Soundwave never came out. And I, you know, was that a direct response to the Takara? You know, what was it? But, you know, I kind of like the reveal coming out. I'm hoping that the Fans Toys six shot is on the horizon. I'm hoping that Blur's on the horizon too, because, you know, honestly, like that Unique Toys Blur is pretty cool, but, you know, the Fans Toys one would be a keeper. And,
you know, I was gonna say it's interesting, Jordan. I think, you know, I think things will equalize a little bit. So we went from like reveal super early and often, and then people competing, like you said, for the race. So then people, you know, companies hiding stuff until they're close to release it. So I think they'll find a medium sooner or later.
Yeah.
What I've kind of liked is, and look, I'm a little different in terms of collecting. I don't have an end goal. I'm not completing any particular thing. I'm not dead set on G1. I don't hate, you know, Beast Wars. I don't collect it, but I don't like, it doesn't make me angry like it seems to do some people. But it's given me a chance to look at some different things and see what the companies are doing, you know, in Transformers, and then, you know, kind of look outside that exact, you know, kind of collecting, I don't know, genre or, you know, whatever the line, right?
Because I bet you never thought you'd own Parakill, right?
Yeah, exactly right. You know, and the funny thing is, again, being quirky, but I like that damn little, you know, the steel jaw, right? It's probably one of the neatest things I think I've enjoyed this year, just because it was kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I've just kind of enjoyed when things are quieter, you know, looking at some different things, listening to what other people are collecting it, keeping an open mind, and, you know, and trying to look at some new stuff. Same reason I bought that, you know, with the eBay coupon that sold Shugokin. Watching all the posts and the pictures and, you know, Plastic Fanatics and James. Right, exactly. And then you holding it up in the camera all the time. I'm like, I find that interesting. I kind of look forward to doing a little bit more of that while it's quiet. That's all.
And I don't mind the slower pace, to be personal. Like, you know, I rather, and it to me, it's like now at as people say, we're at the end of the game, and in regards to G1, and so now these third parties have to do things, maybe work a little harder to get our interest on other lines that were not as popular as G1, like that Peru Kill. Like, nobody likes the movie. Like, not a lot of G1ers like the movies. Yeah. But, like, you know, when you get that toy in hand, it is a great toy. It's a good toy to play with, and you get your bang for your buck when you pay for that toy. So it's something that, you know, they put some good thought into it. They put some love and care into that toy, and when they were making it. So I feel like this now at the end of this game, the G1 game, a lot of these third parties are going to have to step up their game to kind of build some interest. And for example, like Make Toys with the cross dimensional stuff that they're doing. That's the kind of a thing that I think third party is going to go start doing, to just kind of make their own little niche and build, make these high quality toys that may touch a little bit of G1, but have their own take on it. And, you know, what is the Rustable Bastard? It's like, it's a transforming toy, but it's nothing in regards to G1, but it's a high quality toy and people take a liking to it. So, I like the slow down pace because it opens other avenues. I was Transformers back in the day, but I did, as I grew in collecting and I got into Star Wars and Marvel. And so, like, I like jumping from one realm to another realm.
Realm?
And just basically, realm? And, you know, and, you know, keep my interest up, you know.
You know,
and just,
you said something there, Dom, that just resonated with me. Realm? And it took me back to when I was a kid. Took me back to the realm. When I was a child. And you know, when we were kids, you know, you'd go in the toy store and you would just see something that was cool to you and you would pick it up. And you had that kind of mentality. And, like, you know, I had a mix of like X-Men, Spider-Man, Transformers, G.I. Joe, Thundercats, Voltron. You know, you had a smorgasbord of different figures, right? Yeah. And it was exciting. And I feel like, you know, for a lot of folks, they came back in to strictly Transformers, and by going into action figure groups, it's opened up a lot of, you know, new avenues, rabbit holes that people didn't necessarily expect to find themselves falling down. And I think one of the things that happened was, you go back to like 2015 or 2014 really, when Apollyon was revealed, right? And I think that's when a lot of the third party hype train for Masterpiece really kicked off.
Oh yeah.
You know, we didn't know that we were going to get an official transformer that turned into a gun because of gun safety laws and all the, you know, rigmarole that surrounds that. And, you know, and then of course with Quake Wave, you had this masterpiece scaled Shockwave that like looked on the money. And again, it was, well, do they have the license for the figure because of, you know, Radio Shack originally owning it? It's a gun. Are they going to do that? You know, so there was a lot of hype there. There's a lot of excitement because there were these figures that are hypotheticals that we didn't know whether we were going to get official versions of. And same thing with like Fans Toys Phoenix and the Omega Supreme, you know, stuff that just may not be in the scope of what Takara does. And right now, a lot of stuff that we're getting, I think, is in the scope of what Takara would do. And, you know, I did enjoy Bobby's video about the City Bots, whether or not we were going to get City Bots. What would the prices be like?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I think that's where the excitement really for the past kind of 2.5 years had been rolling in, because we were getting stuff that, like, you know, I don't know if Takara is going to do it. Could they do it? When are they going to do it? You know.
But do you feel like, I have this question for you guys. Fans Toys, we all, you know, we all put Fans Toys on a high pedestal, and, yeah, you know, they're the go-to third party in regards to G1 figures. And so, do you feel like they're kind of spreading that butter as much as they possibly can on that bread to prolong? Because what else are they going to do, like, after G1 is done? Like, you know, are they really – because they haven't shown us anything else. They haven't shown us
– Dom, real quick, I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you. Hold that thought. But I don't appreciate that reference because of this weight loss challenge, bread and butter.
we got a week to go still.
Toast, you know, Jose hasn't eaten since yesterday. So
Jose, you know. Fasting, right? I'm talking about that thick bread, Jose, like that nice Portuguese
Texas
roll,
fucking
like, you know,
that toast.
Oh, that bread that's made with the lard, that's all soft and delicious.
Oh, there you go.
I'm gonna start hollowing out like a big roll, a big fucking loaf of Italian bread, and just pouring meatballs and marinara and cheese in it and eating it.
Yeah, I just find it interesting, like, because I enjoy what Fans Toys done. It's my go to. On a lot of things I collect when I collect G1 figures.
Well,
but like, so the thing is that I don't see their diversity. I don't see them outside of doing anything else other than G1, and a lot of those G1 characters are being fulfilled in.
But no, I kind of like the fact that they're only doing that because taking their time. They're putting out a stellar product. It's got the aesthetic that you're looking for. It's got the feel that you want out of a toy. And I mean, how many of us have already said, like, all right, I'll wait for the Fans Toys.
Yeah, that's a thin line that they're carrying, because how long do you want to wait?
Yeah, right, but we're going back to what you referenced before. You know, G1 is almost over, like you said. So what are you essentially waiting for?
No, it's not.
I don't think G1's almost
over. It's over for some people who want to end their collection. I don't think it's over in the
grand scheme
of Transformer retailers and people making toys, because I said this a year ago on a podcast, but they were going to do another Optimus Prime, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Takara's already put out something in the mist that they might do it. We just saw the DX9 today or yesterday just put out, you know, their Dutch or whatever they're calling it. So it's not going to end. They're going to keep.
Well, the Dutch is a legend scale.
Well, it doesn't. If they don't get a decent amount back on that, they're not going to upscale it.
Their legends are on fire right now. There's a huge market for the legends, and unfortunately, that shit company Mex Fans Toys, they're ripping off a lot of the DX9 stuff.
Okay, so JD, you're saying that G1 is not dead. What do you mean by that?
You're calling him JD. Okay. His name.
That's the second.
I know he's not talking about JD right now. He's calling him a zero. Call him zero. Call everybody by their fucking regular fucking thing, okay? That's what? Zero.
JD's
over there, okay?
JD's right there. Actually, Zero's right there.
What happened?
So who are you talking to?
I don't know. They're yelling at me. Dom
is calling Jordan JD.
No. I was talking about JD. I want to hear.
JD said you did it before.
Fuck you, no man. Fuck you.
All right.
I know who I'm talking about.
Right.
You know.
Bitch.
Okay. Lord.
I want to. JD said that G1 is not dead. I want to hear. Well, I want to hear him talk a little bit more.
Yeah, I think we all pretty much said that.
Yeah.
Look, each company out there has not completed. They have not completed a G1 run just because, like, one company did this. You know, like, okay, so if Fans Toys does every character, okay, every G1 character, will you buy them?
No.
No. No. That's not the answer you were supposed to say, goddammit.
No. Because then JD, I don't think I would buy them because I don't think they're going to make them. I think just the evidence on that is the hot
rod.
We
don't know that.
It's the hot rod.
So this goes back to, like,
I think they'll make the hot
rod. Everybody always says, oh, everybody's, you know, there's always going to be a bigger and better version.
Hey, that's what I say.
It's always going to be.
That's true. That's true.
There's always going to be somebody to make something better and it's going to replace. Like, it doesn't matter to me how nice the Takara ones. Like, I will probably buy every Fans Toys. If they do every character G1, I will probably buy them. It's not over.
Yeah. So it's definitely not over. And the thing, too, is, like, I'm not getting rid of my third-party stuff. Like, I still have, you know, like, I still have my Bad Cube Sun Surge. That's just the vehicle.
Me too.
And when I have the space for it, I'm going to have vehicle modes. And the thing is, there's a huge shift in the aesthetics for the Takara stuff that's coming out now. We're going to see that in G1. We've already seen it with Make Toys Meteor, where that Meteor is way more cartoon accurate and it's less stylized. Like the original run of Masterpiece, when Hisui was working on it, it had that blend of real-world vehicle aesthetics and then enough recognizable elements of the character to make it cartoon accurate.
Yeah, just like the new 6-dot that's coming out, like for support, it's a little more cartoonish.
Yep.
It's not as stylized as the little versions that came out.
I'm playing devil's advocate, by the way, but I'm not disagreeing with you guys. I just feel like if that starts happening, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, how liquidated is, like, how are you going to feel about buying the same character over and over and over and over again? Like, is that going to hurt your buyer?
Starscream,
listen, I'm just going to say this, like, because I kind of posed a question, Dom, to it. So you said about buying stuff over and over again. That's a choice, right? No one has to make the choice to do that.
I got 6 Starscreams. I got 3 Sound. I'm the same boat. It's a choice. I feel like when I buy the next, I'm buying another Starscream. I'll do it because I love buying Transformers regardless. But you know, I just feel like other people in the community might get a little drawn out and say, you know what, I'm not spending my money this time.
And that's fine. That's the choice. So I guess my question is a little bit bigger than just the Transformers, because the only thing that's a guarantee is that there's no guarantees for anything. So, you know, there is no guarantee that someone's going to finish all of one thing. So either you're happy with what you've got, right? Or you kind of take that chance. But Dom, I'll just use you for an example, only because I think when you share and what you do, right, and with your kind of talents, you have access to a lot of different collectibles, right? And the one thing I've heard you talk about more than any Fans Toys Transformer in the last 60 days, and I get it, it's been slower, but it was like the statue, right? You were kind of sharing, you know, and you got more excited in your tone around that, more so than anything else.
That's why
so.
I encourage collectors to you know,
branch out.
Go.
Well, what makes it fun? Outside. What keeps it fun for you guys?
Yeah. This was another point that I was going to bring up is I know there's a lot of Transformers only collectors, but that's not all there is out there. There's plenty of other, like, people read, whether it's comics or books or whatever, there's TV shows, there's action figures for just about every fucking thing out there.
Even so Breaking Bad.
Exactly, that's what I mean. There's like, there is something for everyone.
So, I got a question.
Where all the crying comes from, you know what I mean? I don't understand where all that.
Well, that's what I got a question though, like for everybody, right? So, you know, like one of the things that hey, it's Brian Brink.
Oh. Hey, what's up, Brian?
What's up, buddy?
One of the things that I see all the time
clocks are still messed up, so I'm late. Sorry.
That's DST, man. So one of the things I see often, like, you know, in the Marvel scape and with DC and Star Wars is you're buying the same characters over and over and over. And then like the Black series, they're switching to digital paint for the MCU characters. You're buying those characters again and again. So really, you know, why is the you know, why are Transformers looked at as like, well, you know, I've got this character. I don't want to have to buy it again, but it's okay if I buy 13 Wolverines or I buy 5 Star-Lords or I buy 90 Iron Men.
Well, yeah, the big no thing difference. Is the cost. It's the cost. Yeah. Because I know Transformers is going to cost you $100.
But with Hot Toys, and how many Vaders are there with Hot Toys, right?
There's one or two out there currently and another one coming out. So, yeah.
But they – well, between Hot Toys and Sideshow, I think they've done a couple for each – movie, because there are subtle differences between Vader's costume in every movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Be it the brown eyes or the, you know, the matte glossy helmet, the button layout on the chest. Like, I know Star Wars enough to know the different variants of Vader's, you know, buttons and the way his cloak gets tucked in and the chains. So, you know, like, for that, I mean, would you be bummed out if you had to buy three Vaders because you wanted to have a representation of every movie version of Vader? Or, you know, man, I had to buy, you know, three Lukes. I had to get Luke in his X-Wing, you know, pilot gear. I had to get Bespin Luke. I had to get Jedi Luke. Now I got to get Tatooine Luke. You know, it's the same principle, really, when it comes down to it. And, you know, I just love the options, man. It's like when you look at, like, all the options we have for Bruticus. And I'm really looking forward to that MMC Bruticus with the integrated limbs or the integrated hands and feet. I want to see how that plays out. You know?
Yeah, I think it's all depending on the person. You know what I mean? Like, opposed to your question, because, like, myself, I know that I don't need three Vaders. You know what I mean? I don't. Right. I only need one. But I do need 16 Stormtroopers in 15 different colors. You know what I mean? So I'll do that. You know, and with the Transformer stuff, I agree with you. Like, you know, like, something will come out and you'll say, you know what, I'll give it a try, because you just the engineering portion of Transformers, some people enjoy just that portion.
True.
Of it.
I think you're right, Dave. It's a good point.
They want it for many reasons. It's not just, hey, I just need a G1, you know, Megatron. I want a G1 Megatron that transforms well. I want one that's not going to break on me. I want one that's, you know, going to hold up. You know, I'm referencing Apollyon right now, because for a while Apollyon was the bomb.com, and all of a sudden he's a piece of shit and you can't sell him for $50 now.
He was garbage from the beginning.
Right. But
he's a great
player. But originally, right, for a while, that was everybody's standalone Megatron.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And before that, what did we have? We had the Combiner Wars one that came out that people were using as their masterpiece Megatron. Yeah, they were.
Mm-hmm.
Then Apollyon came out.
I still do.
The second version came out of Apollyon, and everybody was like, "Oh, this is the best thing since sliced bread." Until Sakaara did it.
Well,
and now everybody's buying the KOs because they're even better than the Sakaara version is.
Another thing too is we're not the only generation of Transformers collectors, and I like the fact that we still have, you know, people are huffing and hawing about the repaint of Prowl, right? If your Prowl is good enough for you, you don't need to buy it. But there are a lot of people out there that missed out on that original run of Prowl. And then now it's coming out in Toon colors, and it matches the aesthetic. And then you have morons like myself, where I'm all about as Toon accurate as possible, and I'm going to buy it because I, you know.
I could see people's gripe with that figure, though. They only did was add some fucking color to it. If you're going to do something over, do it over and do something more substantial to it.
Yeah.
Pop a new head on that motherfucker, make him look more.
Well, that's the thing,
you know?
They did that with Sideswipe.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
You know, and they came with extra accessories. And, you know, for me, I can take my more car accurate Datsun police car, and that can be my vehicle mode Prowl. So, you know, for me, I have like a game plan with what I want to do with these things.
Yeah, see, a re-release like that for me, though, is like an easy pass. Like, as much as I like the better colors and stuff like that, it's just essentially the same figure. So re-releases like that, I'm not in for, like, at all. But if they made a new Prowl with new engineering, you know, based off the G1 character, that's something I would be interested in, because it's a new figure. Regardless, it's the same character. It's a brand new figure. The engineering is going to be different. And that's what keep me coming back.
Do you guys, like, Matt says
he wants that death face from the movie, and I smoldering eyes and everything. I want that so much. So you guys, you know, I got to hit up.
Go ahead, Dom.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody about Jay Ream. He might be able to make that.
Do you guys think, like, with Hot Toys, I'm getting into Hot Toys and all that stuff, and I don't mind buying, like, you know, I'll probably buy the Empire Strikes Back Vader. I'll probably pick up the Vader that comes with Tarkin. But the question is that when you get to that high caliber toy hemisphere where you're buying high toys and you can afford it, there's no problem in buying those toys and getting that because that's what you want and you can afford it at that level. But with Masterpiece Transformers, since it's a large variety, like range of monetary value there, because you can buy a Masterpiece for $80, $70,
$40 if you buy it from me.
Exactly. And then, like, you know, but like there's and just to the fact that, like, you know, I guess there's a larger community in regards to buying the Masterpiece in age range. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you got people buying it in their 40s to people buying it in their teenagers. So do you feel like that's why we get so much hate in regards to Transformers Masterpiece? Then, like, you know, because when you go into Hot Toy community, they don't bitch about, you know, another Darth Vader coming out or another Luke coming out or...
It's just like what you said, though, yeah. Dom. Like, you know, it like, all right. So, like I said before, it comes down to finances with a lot of people with their collecting habits. You know, if you're gonna go and buy a Hot Toys figure, you know, you got to be in for, unless you're just gonna buy one, you can be happy with one, you're fine. Mm-hmm. But if you're in for a line, you know, you got to be in for, you know, some big bucks. So most of the time it's an adult collector or somebody with, you know, a substantial job that they know they're going to be able to support their hobby. And they say, you know what, I know I'm going to collect these things. I'm going to buy this. I'm going to spend X amount of money on it because it's the best representation of that figure today. With Transformers, every day something new's coming out. So that's why I think people are having those gripes is because – hey, look, I want a Springer, right? That was a year ago. Well, we got like 8 of them in a matter of a year. Yeah. We got what we asked for, but essentially there's only really one or two out there that are good enough. So that's the gripe I think people are having is there's too much. It's too much of the same thing coming out over and over, and it's not good enough. You know, when you compare a Hot Toys to a Transformer, to me it's a different world.
Well, so look, I think monetary cost does not necessarily equate to fun and enjoyment. I don't know. I think that's the thing. I think people start to miss out. They overanalyze it too much and they forget that this is supposed to be something fun and leisurely or entertaining. And look, you can spend $300 on a Hot Toys or you can spend $30 on one of those specific Rim figures and, you know, maybe have more fun out of the cheaper item, right? You know, it's the same thing. Look, I can pick you up in a Ferrari and you can climb in that thing and be uncomfortable sitting in it and we can go really fast and you can say that that's fun. Or, you know, you can go for a ride in a Jeep with the top off and the doors off and enjoy, you know, being outside. And it's a different kind of fun is my point. And one person might enjoy one versus the other. Yeah, exactly. Brian, come get me.
Happy, bro.
No, come pick me up.
Well, I mean, to elaborate a little bit more on what you're talking about, I think the monetary thing, like if you think about it, what we were spending on Transformers alone, I think that's pretty equivalent to what, you know, just a Hot Toys purist is going to be spending.
Absolutely.
You know,
I'd say every
month those pre-orders roll in. I mean, you're dumping, you know, $500 easy.
And that's why I'm happy with it slowing down.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think there's much of a difference in the different types of collecting. It's just you have disposable income. You're putting it towards something. Right now we got a break. Okay. If you're not happy with not being able to spend your money on something, there's plenty more to choose from.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. I love it.
And I think that's the thing. Like, so many, I think a lot of people just kind of, it's like, I'm collecting masterpiece, like Transformers and stuff. And that well is kind of running somewhat dry. Like, a lot of the characters that they're probably going to produce are out, you know. Again, I don't know if these third-party companies are going to produce every character. And again, would you buy every character? Like, some of those
more market for stuff like Autobot Spike, Chromium, Alpha Trion, you know.
Yeah, and I'm sure like some of that stuff is going to be coming out. Like, I just think like a lot of people don't like, they're like, hey, I'm doing this masterpiece, G1 masterpiece, and that's it. And then they're not like open to like the cross dimension stuff. So it's not for them. They're not picking it up. So again, nothing's coming out for them. And that's kind of like why they probably feel it. Like, I'm done. I'm getting out.
So here's my perspective. I've been a lifelong, and I mean lifelong, Transformers fan. So I've been through the motions with, you know, with the tail end of G1, then a little bit of a break, G2, then Beast Wars, you know, Beast Machines, Robots in Disguise, the Unicron trilogy, the movie, everything animated, you know. And I've seen the ups and downs. And when I got into social media or the message boards and the groups, right, it started on Bot Talk. I was, you know, like a young teenager, 98, like getting on there talking about Beast Wars season 3. And it's interesting to see the shift in the community here, because like when Beast Wars was out, everybody was excited about Transformers again, and we were so hungry for those reveals. Then you had the stuff going. So like, it's funny because like back then, the Japanese lines that were exclusive to Japan, they were kind of like the third party of the time. It was shit that you just couldn't find on your shelf and you had to mail order. And there was this allure anytime there was a new Japanese release. Mm-hmm. And, but it's funny, like back then, like everybody was so excited about it. Everybody liked Beast Wars. Everybody liked the innovation. Everybody liked what was new. And now I think everybody likes what was old, you know? And I think we are in the best time. If you're saying the G1 well is drying up, good for you. That means you've checked off your boxes. For me, there's so much more I want. I want those Headmasters. I want you know, that RC that's coming out from Fans Toys. I want more Decepticons. I want more articulated bots. Mm-hmm. You know, I want a ghost to start or scream from, you know, that.
Did he drop out?
You know, any better now?
Yeah, you're good.
Hey, Jordan, I hate to burst your bubble, but there are no more Decepticons.
Yeah, there are. There's the Headmasters.
Yeah. Oh, no, it doesn't count.
And I'm even open to the stuff that Generation Toys do, like the bold sideswipe and stuff like that. Like,
I haven't been on a third-party Devastator yet. I want a Masterpiece-scale Predaking. I want Masterpiece-scale Stunicons. I want Abominus in a more tune-accurate, you know, aesthetic. You know, there's so much more that we can get. And you know, I didn't bite on the KFC or X-Trans bots, whichever they were, Apeface and Snapdragon. So, you know, my perspective is I should. I've been waiting on a sale, and you know what? I should have bit on that eBay sale. But, you know, there's a wealth of stuff that can still be done.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I can't watch an episode of listen or watch Plastic Fanatics and not get excited about something even retro to get excited about. You know, Brian, you posted that StarCom thing with the unused decal sheet. I don't know what the hell that thing is, but it looked cool. I mean, it looked like a lot of fun.
The response,
you know?
I got to that post was a bit crazy. I didn't quite understand it. Was it just hitting that nostalgic nerve for people?
I think it was just nostalgic? Different. Yeah. I don't know. I think it was just, I like what you said, JD. I mean, there's so much stuff to be interested in if you just look around. Call that me, I think. No, JD actually said it earlier about how much stuff there is out there. And I think that's the truth. You know, there's so much stuff to get you excited and to rekindle interest if you're open minded to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I think we all dabble in different things here and there to keep us busy. We don't have to worry about Transformers 24/7 to be collecting anything. So,
like, for me, to be honest, like, I'm kind of tired of like the Transformers shit, just because you know, I won't get rid of them. I mean, one of the reasons I sold off a lot of the stuff that I had is, why do I need it? Like, I already opened this stuff once. Like,
let me pass it on to somebody else to enjoy that, you know, that feeling. But at the same time, with, like, you know, everybody bitching and complaining about, you know, the Powder Prime stuff and quality of Hasbro, and then like the lack of reveals and releases, like.
So I'm gonna jump off your point there.
Yeah,
I don't need the community. And right. Honestly, man, like before I got involved with everything, yeah, I was sitting pretty with you know, just doing my own thing, doing my own homework, finding stuff that was cool, finding stuff, you know, Transformers wise, and enjoying it on my own. And I can deal without the negativity. And I tell you what, if the negativity keeps up, my ass is the fuck out. That's mm-hmm. it. And I don't mean to be negative about it, but like, this is a huge part of my life. And I like the positivity, and I'm trying to keep the positivity going because I think there's a lot to be excited about. And I really like when I go and we have these meetups, and people are bringing different bots, and there's stuff that I haven't seen, and you know, like we had Bald Major because he bought a shit ton of Korean robots, and you know, people were bringing older figures I forgot about. You know, there's some MMC stuff I can't get. There's so much stuff to be excited about that it really that alone reinvigorates the hobby. And I think the speculation and getting frustrated and, you know, we're getting to a point where we care less about what we have and what we're getting, and we care more about what's coming. And it's like, okay, I just got this amount, moving on to the next thing. We don't take the time.
About coming.
Ooh, you know, yeah. You know, Jordan, it's kind of nice to hear you talk that way. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't help but think, you know, we mentioned the lack of news, perhaps. Is something, it's a change we're not used to. And, mm-hmm. you know, as collectors, well, not necessarily as collectors, but as Transformer collectors from the past 5 years, like, dude, it's just been a barrage.
We've been spoiled.
Excitement. And now
it's, so do you feel like we've been spoiled? Like,
we've been spoiled.
Yep. And do you think Masterpiece spoiled Transformer collectors to not appreciate Chug?
No, mm-hmm. I don't. I think Chug scaling back is ultimately what did it.
Okay.
You know, because there was like a sense of like wonder with Chug. It was like, you know, the gimmicks were there and there were cool things. Now it's just the gimmick is it transforms.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry, Dave. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Brian.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, for the majority of the people that I've met through the cool table, many of them are around my age, like my generation, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, the generation of Transformers that we grew up with as kids, the high-end collectibles is coming to a close for, like, the core stuff, right? You know,
it's all subjective, right?
But, you know? But then it's like, then you have the other properties, like, Star Wars, right? Star Wars is great. Star Wars has come back. They changed it. Hmm. Then you've got things like other stuff. Like whenever you see a retro 80s, 90s property get put back into the media, it's just a big fucking joke fest, right? You know, kind of thing. Like, can you imagine when the new Knight Rider movie comes out? It's just Kit fucking popping stupid jokes the whole time and, I don't know, maybe spewing oil on Michael's face or some shit, you know, some mm-hmm. crap like that. You know, that's the kind of stuff that kind of gets me down.
Ghostbusters, like, man.
It's an example, too.
Yeah.
I didn't actually hate that movie too much, but...
Well, some people think there's only one good Ghostbusters movie, right? And look at all the fucking merchandise that still comes down the pike for it. And people get excited about it. I like Ghostbusters 2 a whole hell of a lot, but...
Yep. But it's like, it's stuff like that that kind of gets me down. Like, people like, and it's like, oh, well, Transformers, like the movie series, right? I mean, people at work, we've talked about this in the past. Like, dude, are you excited for the movie? I'm like, no. You know, kind of thing. But, you know, it's just some of that stuff that's kind of transformed, per se.
You
know, it's just,
I see what you did there.
It's just a little different. But I think that's one aspect of the negativity. Also, too, I think. And I use this term lightly, but the maturity of us doing this all online and in groups and things, it's like you have, you know, these different sects again of different groups of people who collect different things. But then you also, I mean, the Transformers fandom is so widespread from generation to generation to generation. You know, sometimes you've got groups that are like-minded, but then you've got some that are just, you know, they're just kids in there, really.
Yeah.
Right? You know, and well, that poses and then you've got adults doing the moderating, and it's like, and you know, and on top of that, it's like, well, you know, maybe they're just kind of fed up with dealing people that they don't really relate with. You know,
do you think part of that, like the whole thing, like to go off of what you said about kids, a lot of people in the community, you know, have families, their kids are getting older, and I get the impression like they want it to wrap up so they can be done. They have their established collection. They're like, I'm done. I did this. I accomplished this. Right. I can move on and focus on my family. And they kind of want that to I don't have kids and I never will have kids. So for me, like, I don't care about it ever coming to a close. And I don't ever care about establishing a collection because I just like the collecting aspect.
Right, right. Well, that's too. I mean, there's a bit of a – I'm tired, but, you know, there's a stigma to being a collector too. It's a thing. It's a, you know, we need a group like Gamblers Anonymous kind of thing. You know what I mean? For collecting sometimes.
Well, we've had that conversation, you know, before in Hangouts and other shows about, is it, you know, collecting as a culture? Is it, you know, something that you would do as a lifestyle regardless of what the topic is? And so I think that varies from person to person too.
Yeah. Speaking of varying from person to person, there are a lot of people in the chat today.
Yeah, there are, and it's active as shit.
Nice.
Yeah. I was late, and I scrolled up as much as I could, but I missed the first 26 minutes. Was anybody helping me while I was tardy? Am I on mute?
You're not on mute.
I'm on mute. I was like, I was trying to talk. I was keeping track of the chat for you, Ryan. I had your back tonight, man. All
right.
So let's shout out the chat squad. I already randomized their names for our special giveaway. Oh, we'll do that in a second.
Let me grab the box.
So we had Danny Vestal in here, True Star Screamer, Jariah Sama 7, Sportimus, Sean Serona, Tim K. What's up, Tim? Jason L. Cromdor was in here. Matthew Deluxe Baldwin. We had Noble Young, Primal Sabbath, EE Prime, Alex C, BZ Fresh, Rogue War 71, Classic, Classic Studs, Raphael Holloman, Josh Fisher, Robert D, Knight of Ren, Dust Mites was in here, Lucas B, Lord Shadowkeeper, Justin L, Internet Personality, Lance P, Rob Milton, P Shrek, Walter Y, Adrian A, Retro Now, what's up, Retro?
And them.
Frogman 78, Chat Winging them.
Chat Winging them.
Mark 44 Prime, Sunday Heat, Q's Reviews, who I believe is Dull Car Toys and Stuff.
Yes, it is. He rebranded.
That's KJ Smith, Gabriel Escobar, Jason Y, and Matt McCardell is all the names that I had this evening. 39 people in total. Thank you, everybody, for participating tonight. Let me do some screen share, I guess. And while I do that, Jordan, tell them what they're getting.
So we have a nice little prize pack I've assembled courtesy of our very own Lance Park. Awesome dude. So first in this prize pack, there is a playmat for your gaming needs. Giving away a copy of the 12 Days card game. Giving away a fidget spinner for your fidgeting needs. Let's see, a game called Love Letter. We are giving away a set of Warhammer figurines. Lance says that the paint is null and void, but the figurines are fresh and minty. And because of the release of The Last Jedi on Blu-ray and DVD today, giving away the Star Wars dice game with this very, very lovely miniature of a M3A Interceptor and a C-Rock Cruiser. And it's a really nice piece. And on top of that, you will also win a digital copy of The Last Jedi, which I will send to you today.
Man, it's like the grand prize game.
Oh no, it's not, because we still have that. We still have the Labyrinth game and a few other, a couple other. No, we have a few other games.
Wait, is it Labyrinth or Dark Crystal?
It's Dark Crystal. Thank you. Dark Crystal.
All right, I'm gonna quit the show before we get that on the way, so I can get in the chat. I want to play that. I think we should play that on the air. I think
we should play that on the air. Grand prize of Howling Meteor that Lance also has the Repro labels coming in for. That he'll be sending my way, and on top of that, I ordered the vent fans and alternate shin pieces for that piece. So you can customize them up however you want. You can have them tune accurate. You can have them a little bit more, realistic if you so choose. So that'll be a nice prize that we'll be giving away in a few weeks.
Nice, nice. That's quite a prize. All right, let's see who's gonna get the prize tonight. 39 people. I'm screen sharing. I don't know if you guys can see the screen. Can you guys see it?
I can see 11. Well,
all right. So 1 through 39, gonna generate the random number. Oh, the number's 34. So let's go back to the spreadsheet and see who it is. Look, I have it all. It's all laid out here. So 34 winds up being Sunday Heat. Boom.
Sunday Heat. Reach out to me. Hit me up on YouTube or on the Facebook groups, and I will be more than glad to get this out to you tomorrow. You can have that Star Wars code tonight. So hit me up.
Awesome.
Nice, man. Very cool. Congrats.
Very generous again.
Yep, and he's looked out for community giveaways and stuff. Here on Tuesday night. So that's awesome, man. Like I always say, it's always karma. Always comes back around when you do good deeds. And so that's awesome. Sunday Heat, congrats, brother.
And this is all packed up and ready to go. So again, I will get that out to you tomorrow if you get me your details tonight. Awesome. Or early tomorrow morning. Either way is fine.
Sweet. All right, that's going to wrap us up for this evening. I'm going to run it down the line and get some where you at. So first up, Brian Brink.
You can find me, Brian Brink, in the Facebook groups, Brinkalizer on Instagram, fixing on the clocks in my house, and also coming to a purse group on Facebook near you.
All right, next up, Big Dom. You're muted, Dom. You're muted.
Sorry. I was just coughing, so I didn't want you to hear me all coughing and everything. Trying to do a good job and muting while I'm coughing. But you can find me on the Facebook groups, Dominic Rosso, and here Tuesday nights with you jackals.
All right. Sweet. Cool. Next up, Extra Zero.
Yo, so you can find me on Twitter. You can find me at The Original Zero. You can find me in the Facebook groups at James Jordan. You can find me on PlayStation Network and Xbox Live at Extra Zero. I'm on Instagram. I'm going to open that up. So give me a week, and then I'll put that out there. I know a lot of people found me through the Facebook groups. I'm going to be sharing my art out there and some toy pics and some other cool stuff. Of course, you can find me here every Tuesday night. And if you're in the D.C. area, I will be at Awesome Con this Saturday and Sunday. I'll be cosplaying the Infinity War version of Cap. So come up, say hi, give me a hug, talk some toys, just hang out. I'd love to see you.
Awesome. All right, next up, G-Money.
Hey, so I'll start backwards. So I'm here on Tuesdays with you guys, enjoying this conversation. at Gary Allen in the Facebook groups. And just really quick, just wanted to really congratulate everybody in the ROC, the second annual kind of wellness challenge. We've got 1 week to go. Really, really impressive stats. I can't believe it's been almost 4 months, really, since we started the challenge on December 1st. Really, really proud of just, the support people have given in that other group with each other, kind of the comments there and the progress of a lot, really just a lot of people, on that team have done. So we'll finalize that this week. We've got one more check-in. I'll post, some finales in both groups, the regular ROC for people who are interested in, and, we'll do another one in the future. So pretty exciting stuff there, but a lot of hard work people are putting in for that. So it should be interesting to see what happens this final week for sure.
Yep. Awesome. Looking forward to finishing that strong. All right, JD.
You can find me, JD Brocious, in the Facebook groups. Pigment Surgery on Xbox Live and Instagram. Here with these fine fellows every Tuesday. And sometime back on Figure Banging. Come on, Reese.
Coming soon. Coming soon.
We'll be back soon.
Figure.
And it looks like Dave might have had some technical difficulties and dropped out. So you could find him on Instagram at Energon_addict and on Facebook at David as David Cologne. And here every Tuesday night with us. As for myself, Harrick and BX all over social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Xbox Live, and the PlayStation Network. And I'm here every single Tuesday night with these fine gentlemen as well. Before we head out, remember to check out our website, realmofcollectors.com. Merchandise is available on the website for purchase. Any merchandise that you do purchase just goes back into what we're doing here, and we always appreciate the love and support from the community. Shout out to friends of the show at Figure Photography Crate on Instagram. That's our boy Tim K. Check out Third Party Unlimited, TF Prototype, Third Party TF Crashers, KumaStyle.com, Retro Now on YouTube, TKO, and the Blackout and Shout crew. Is Deluxe at 1,000 subscribers yet?
No.
Let's get him to 1,000, guys. Please subscribe to Hail Hasbro Reviews if you haven't done so already.
He reviews his dog. Everybody. Come on, man.
Exactly. Little gator.
Hilarious.
Get some floor time. You got to get yourself some floor time with Deluxe. Join us on Facebook, where there is a group, Realm of Collectors. We're on Instagram at Realm of Collectors. Breaking the Mold is a proud part of the Cool Table, so please pull up a chair. It's a network hub for like-minded podcasts, including Enter the Realm, Plastic Fanatics, Shattercast Uncut, Toy Detox, Nerd Rage Radio, Beer and Vultures 40K, Stasis Lock, 8 weeks, Building Up to It, and Fresh Communication. You can find the Cool Table on Facebook and all those other great podcasts on iTunes and Google Play. Send any feedback to this show to breakingthemoldcast@gmail.com. The ROC Hangout will continue next. The link is going to be posted in the Facebook group, so look out for that. Join us here. That's it for this week, guys. Thank you to everybody watching. Thank you to everybody listening. We are the ROC, so get to know us. We'll see you next week. Peace out.
Later.
Later,
guys.
Bye-bye. Have a good week, guys.